Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grinner, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey we're getting ready to take. I want everyone to know that they can access this show easily by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or by going into the archives, which is really the on-demand section, shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And then Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And anyway, I want everyone to know we're going to have a great time this evening. We've got a fantastic guest on. She's amazing, and you're going to get to enjoy talking to her. So get your questions ready. And remember, we've got a lot of people calling in, so you get to have one big question. And because she's going to be sharing her angels with you, or communicating to your angels. And so it's going to be, you're going to love it. She's a wonderful leader, and I'm thrilled to have her on my show. Anyway, I want to tell everybody about the RBR Network. And the RBR Network has shows all week long. I've been with this company, with the network, for over 5 years now, Annie and I have. And every Monday at 6:30 Central Standard Time is the Cosmic Contact Show. And then the I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Thursday, we have the Progressive News Weekly show. That's at 5:30 p.m. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show, and that's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music. That's broadcast at 3 o'clock, and it's hosted from Memphis, Tennessee. And Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. That's out of Boston. But anyway, we're everywhere, but we're here to share all the great people that we have on our shows, and we try to bring you the very best and very interesting topics and things that most people are interested in. And this evening, now I want to share a little bit about this wonderful guest that I have, and we're really excited to have her on the show. Her name is Reverend Deborah Bunch. Now, Deborah is a clairvoyant. She's been clairvoyant since childhood, which I think that's great. She knows that. She's also is able to see and hear what is going on with you as she tunes into your guides, your angels, and your past loved ones. You learn what your body is really saying as she reads you, or read your aura and your chakras. Reverend Deborah is a Reiki master and healer. She reads your body's blueprint, locating and removing stagnant energy so you can gain better clarity. You're going to feel lighter in your body after a session with her, because I know I did. I had a fabulous session with her a couple of weeks ago, and I just knew I had to get her on my show to share her with everyone. And it was right on, everything she talked about, and made me feel a lot more confident and more positive about my life path. Okay, well, now let me bring Deborah in. Her contact information is Enlightenment, Enlightent, .rev.deborahbunch@gmail.com. And that is how you can reach her. Her phone number, 425-737-6833. Hi, Deborah. Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Well, we're glad you're here this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me to be here.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I shared a little bit about you, and you may have some other information that you want to share with people before, you know, we've got quite a few people calling in, which is wonderful. Tell me about you. And you said you started, you knew you were a clairvoyant when you were a child, and then I guess later on in life you decided to get more into the healing profession and the things that you've done over the years. Would you like to share that with everyone?
Sure. When I was little, I could hear the phone ring before it actually did ring. I would tell my dad, I would tell my mom that my dad was going to be late. And 10 minutes later, the phone would ring, and sure enough, my dad was late. So I had this ability to know things before things took place. When I got older, I felt like I was trapped inside of a body. I couldn't, when I went to big stores, I would feel everybody's energy, and I would feel like panic attacks. Like when Christmas time comes, you go in there and get out because you feel all of the energy. So in 1985, I took a Reiki course, thinking that this will help me, and what it did, it opened up more spiritual doors. So when I worked on people, I had other people walking through the walls, walking through the doors, wanting to assist the healing, and I was taught that's okay, they could do that, but they didn't tell us that people from other worlds or loved ones or people who are even still alive would come in and try to help. And so then years later, I found a church in Everett that's called the Church of Divine Man. And I took all of their basic classes, Healing One and Meditation, and that seemed to be my key. And then in 2007, I took a 2-year seminary program, and we were taught the 7 teachings of Jesus Christ. And we had to do many, many, many hours of long-distance healings, and we had to heal ourselves before we could go out and heal other people. Well, at that time, I stuttered severely. I could not read. Every time I would pick up a book and read out loud, I would stutter. And so by being clairvoyant, toning down on what the blockages were in my body, I could see. And I had a machine in my 5th chakra. And it was put there of a traumatic experience being a child. And I was afraid to scream or talk out, you know, help or whatever, or don't do this. And so in that process of healing, it was removed. And I had such a great experience of doing long-distance healings and healing myself that I wanted to help other people gain their power, move blockages out of their body, and update their system so that they too could own their power and go out and create what they wanted to create.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, now you said you found something in your fifth chakra, and when was this, and what was it?
It was a machine. So it was a backhoe. And see, our bodies are like computers. We download information, and if they're not deleted or update, you hold on to all that information. It's like if you have a bruise on your body, that bruise will heal up, but that memory is still there. And so if you go and hit it again, it just creates a vortex in that body. And so that vortex might be from present time, or it might be from past lives, coming up to the kind of like icing a cake, come up to the top part, and then it just creates headache in the person's body. It's sometimes harder to heal, and so then when you go to people like me, or go to people who do polarity or magnet therapy, then that clears that area, and then it heals it up.
That's what I do with the emotion code and the body code, which is wonderful.
Right.
We all have ways that we do this, and I totally believe that, and that we get things stuck in our body, and the chakras and meridians, our chi, everything can get blocked. So, this sounds really, really wonderful. We talked about, before we would start, that you would do maybe a light reading with me, just to check me out, since you saw me the last time, to see how I'm doing.
Right. So I did say that. I normally when I do a reading for somebody, I do a meditation beforehand, and I ask their guides on what should be done. Now, see, not only do I read people's chakras, but I also do a rose reading. And the rose reading, I can look up 1 to 2 past lives. And in this rose reading, it tells you about yourself in a spiritual realm. Something doesn't want me to speak, so I'm going to take a drink of water real quick.
Okay.
And so, when I do this meditation, and I asked, okay, this is what are we going to do today? And they said, you're going to do a rose reading. Is that okay?
For me?
Is it okay if I do a rose? Yeah,
yes,
rose reading
absolutely.
For you.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I got a piece of paper in front of me and pen. And so I had seen the vision beforehand. And so this is a very old-fashioned, it's a beautiful pink and white rose. The leaves, the petals on the leaves are very wide and open. In the middle of this rose, it is a little bit tight. So it looks like more or less like a new rose. But the outside of the petals are very big and very loose. And these outside petals have lots of stars on it. And they are blue, they're green, they are turquoise and yellow, little tiny stars. In the middle of this rose, there is a beautiful angel wings, and those angel wings are shaped like a heart. And in the middle of that, there is a golden spirit, and that is you. And these wings around the golden spirit is you. These wings come from above, around in the middle of this rose. Now that tells me
yes.
that when you do your spiritual work, you have lots of angels around you. The universe opens up, and you're just literally wrapped in angel wings for protection and for intuition that comes into you. Now your hip of your rose, it looks like it's gone through some traumatic stuff, you know. But you are such a survival. You survive. You bounce back. So when I look at life, I'm just going to pull up one past life. And this past life that comes up, it's right underneath the hip of the rose. And this, now I know a lot of people don't believe in, you know, past lives and stuff like this. And you know, neither did I. I was raised a Catholic, and I just believed in when a person died, they went to heaven and, you know, so forth. But in this, in your past life, the date is, what date is it? It's 1800, and you're a little boy, and you're poor. And, but your belief system is so, the word that's coming in is grandiose. It didn't matter if a family's poor or if the town's poor. In your heart, you are filled with so much love and so much gratitude that the people around you were healed just by your joy and your laughter. And so when I move that into present time, When you're in a room full of people, your energy is actually healing other people. Now, this doesn't mean that if someone has a broken bone and you arrive, that they're going to be healed. It's that their overlook in life and in general, it's a different, they start looking at things differently. So they start bringing in more positive outlook instead of negative outlook. And that is your rose reading.
Well, that was beautiful, and I love that. And I do know that my clients always tell me they feel better after we reread or I do a reading with them. And, of course, that's what, you know, we always want to do. And they feel more energized and, you know, lighter. So, yes, well, thank you. That was beautiful. I love that. Well, gosh, I tell you what, we've got a lot of people online that would like to talk to you, and that was good. Maybe you can do a rose reading for someone else. I'm going to bring Patty in from Colorado. She's supposed to have a question ready for you. Let's see what Patty has to ask.
Okay.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello? Okay, how can we help you?
Hello?
Oh, I would like whatever you think would be fitting. I really like to have my chakras or my aura read or a rosary, whatever you think would be best.
Okay. hi, Patty. This is Debbie. And what I'm picking up through you is that your third chakra is your power center. And
okay.
And your third chakra is in your stomach. It's a couple fingers above where your belly button is.
Mm-hmm.
And your third chakra is owning your power. So you're right in my ear right now. So I'm going to have you visualize a rose in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. This always amazes me when people are so far away, but yet they're right here, you know. All right,
sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. So what I'm picking up is that your third chakra is you owning your power. And it looks like it's connected to your heart chakra. And your heart chakra is empathy for other people. You feel a lot of people's emotions and pain. Lots of times you think it's your pain, and you hold that pain in the middle of your fifth chakra, in your throat, and in your shoulders. Okay? And so when it's in your fifth chakra, a lot of times if you're going to be talking in front of people or talking in a business realm, you'll have a dryness in your throat. And and what's actually going on is that there's people in your space that don't want you to talk. And so all you do is rub your hands together, visualize that there's a bowl of salt water beside you, and you just take your hand and wipe that energy out of your space into the salt water. And so by doing that, you will be owning your power more. And in your third chakra, I don't know if you do any type of meditation or grounding, but when you do a meditation and grounding and listen, I'm hearing you got to listen to your body more, okay? And you will own your power more. So let me see. So it's all about using your voice more. It looks like a lot of times you want to say something, but you're afraid of what other people's actions are going to be, what their response.
I've noticed that, and I've been a little more trying to speak my truth and
good.
You know, state my opinion in a way that's not, you know, inflammatory or insulting of anyone. So I have been trying to do that a little bit more. I would like to, I've dealt with depression all for a long, long time. And there's kind of always been something wrong or not quite right with me. And I'm, you know, I'm wondering if I should just accept that this is how I am or if there's any, I've tried so many things and nothing has ever worked for me.
This is because you're in your fourth chakra, you're very empathic. And for you have the ability to pick up other people's emotions and feelings. And so if you, okay.
I felt that.
And
true,
so, No, all right. Because it can be from loved ones. It can be you can go clothes shopping and at the end of the day have a headache, feel drained, and think, well, gee, you know, this was supposed to be a fun day. So so when you go out in the public, it would be good if you put like a bubble around you.
Okay.
All right, we call it bubble up, you know. And this way here, when you're out in the public, everybody's energy won't be affecting your body as much. And this is why this is what causes depression, sadness, because you're like a magnet. You are literally picking up on other people's emotions and feelings.
Yeah, I wish I could stop. And it does. It often feels like my own, though, but I know that it isn't always.
Right. So when you, at nighttime or in the morning time, when you take a shower, ask for your healing colors to cleanse over your body. When you go outside and go to work or go shopping, you can also visualize a big rose in front of you, and that rose will act like a sponge where it will absorb other people's stuff and it will make you clear.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'll try that, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, that was great. And I think you were just so right on with her with that fourth chakra block there and being an empath. You know, I have a child that is, too, and I'm finally starting to really understand it more. So learning about the chakras is really important for everybody. I tell you what, let's move along. And I want to bring Patty in from Colorado. No, wait a minute, that's when we hit. We'll bring Trish in from Connecticut.
Wow.
Wait a minute, I got Julie.
Hello.
Where am I here? I'm sorry. Hold on, Julie. I don't know how
to.
I'm clicking the wrong people. I don't mean to be. Okay, here we go.
Hi.
Hi, Trish.
How are you?
It's Trish, okay.
We're great.
Hi, Deborah. I actually had a specific question, and that was I was wondering what the angels or you were picking up around a dispute I have with a building contractor.
Wow. Well, so your name is Tricia.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how to quite answer this. There's lots of different psychics, and I'm not that type of psychic. so what I do is that I scan your body. And I see where you're holding that frustration, and it looks like it's in your hands. It's more in your left hand, like in your wrist area. So your name's, what is your name, Tricia?
Yes.
Okay, and it's like a dispute. Is that what it was? Dispute?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just kind of sitting back, and I'm just kind of scanning your body, and what I'm seeing is that there's like blueprints. And that they have to be more, the word is more precise, and you need to communicate. It looks like you are communicating, but it looks like I'm hearing the contractors and other people is that they're not understanding. And it looks like by them not understanding, there's a lot of frustration going on, and you have a lot of little fine tubes coming out of your fifth chakra, and there's a lot of stomach. Emotion, nauseated in your third chakra, and that's you owning your power, and so it's all about. I'm hearing it's all about communication.
Okay,
got to be more clear. so I got to say this is that you're the first lady that's asked a question like that, and because I normally look at the person's body and go, okay, this is what's going on, but what I'm hearing from your guides and from your angels, so you have like three guides three male guides, and they're all like contractors. So when you, if you do a meditation, call upon your male guides to have you have more, so you can, you know, run that male energy per se. Men communicate well with men, and that's, I mean, some of them do communicate well with women, but when you run that male energy, then you get your point across. And when you ask, you always have to ask for your angels and ask for your guides to come in and have the right words to flow out of your mouth.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the insight.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have
that
a great
was
day.
Great. Right.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Well, that was wonderful. I love what you shared with her. Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's move right along. You're doing wonderful. And we're so happy to have you. Okay, now I'm going to bring Julie in from Minnesota. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
What's your question?
Yeah, my question is angels and guides for me. I know you're not that kind of a person to ask any psychic things, but I'm holding on to something because of my daughter going through a relationship thing and a breakup, and it's affecting me, and I'm trying to see why I'm holding on to it or what they have to say.
So this is do you do any type of meditation?
No, I don't. Not really sure how to do it right. If I'm doing it right or.
Okay, so I do a couple techniques. And so you first, and I'll try to do this real quick, you first ground and gold your whole place where you live, and you send that energy out 5 miles out, because anytime when you're working with light, the darker energy comes and you know, the phone rings, the dog barks, and it interrupts you. So you always want to work with a golden light. Now, when you're working with, you know, especially loved ones or friends, this prayer and meditation works wonders. So you create a grounding cord at the base of your spine, have that go through your chair and the ground and so forth, and then you ask for your spirit to come in through your seventh chakra, that's the top of your head, into your sixth chakra, that's the middle of your forehead. And you close your eyes and you create a rose. And then you dissolve that rose and you create another rose. And for your loved ones, you ask their spirit, is it okay if I do a healing on you? And then you create a rose for them. Now, on this rose, you can see a lot of things, and you can ask a lot of questions. And when you're in that process of asking questions, you can also bring down a golden light over that rose, and that will help that person heal their emotion needs. Did that kind of help you out?
Yes, I'm just trying to find a way to get this clear. So she's going through a lot, and it's affecting me. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So in this, the rose is a universal symbol of life. Hmm. And just by thinking about your daughter and sending her golden light, ask what healing colors she needs, and they'll come to you. And then you can also ask for an angel to sometimes people don't realize that they do have angels and guides. So in your meditations are very powerful, because it allows you to kind of like a computer downloading a higher vibration, higher knowledge. And so anytime when you're praying for a loved one, you call upon their angels to come down and to protect them and to guide them and let them have the right, you know, the right whatever, so that they can get healed. And it's a process because we as parents we always want the best for our kids, and whatever they go through, it just makes them a stronger person.
Okay.
But if you can find a meditation that feels comfortable to you, in your sixth chakra, create a rose for yourself, dissolve that rose, and then create another rose and ask for your daughter's spirit. Is it okay if I do a healing on you? And because it looks like on the one side of her right side that there's a lot of emotion, a lot of turmoil going on. So if you can just bring in positive words, let's see, just boost her up. A lot of times when one door closes, another door opens.
For years, and it's not opening for her right now, and he's married, getting married and dumped her, and it's like, so that's the trauma that we're going through, high school sweethearts.
I understand that, but if you, it's like being a light post. When you're shining bright inside, then you can help other people. And so, it's like two raindrops merging together. When they merge together, they become one. And so, maybe you and your daughter can go to a class that has meditation classes, and that way there she can heal her inside and just heal, just start healing.
Okay.
And when you're around her, when you do, a lot of times I do small mini meditations when I'm in a room that's very hectic. I go, oh my God, my body's spinning, my stomach is upset, just because of other people's emotions and feelings I'm picking up. And so I'll immediately ground, and then I'll ground and gold the room. And that just changes. It just changes everything.
Okay.
So I wish you lots of luck.
Okay.
Right. That'd be great.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Julie. Well, as everyone can tell, that Reverend Deborah, has got a lot of good stuff to share this evening. And now if you want to contact her after the show and get a reading, you can go to 425-737-6833, or you can go to her website. Email is enlightenment.rev@gmail.com. But anyway, well, I love everything that you're sharing, and I hope the people that you're talking to, I would like to say that they're evolved enough to know what you are sharing with them. And it is good. Let me bring in our next caller. Her name is Lindsay. She's from Michigan. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. Have you got a question for Deborah?
Yes, actually. I just recently moved to Michigan, and I'm in a really new place in my life, and I'm, you know, getting in the process of getting married, and I'm also into energy medicine, and I'm kind of thinking, like, where do I go from here?
Well, as soon as I heard your voice, it's very, very high vibration. So you come in with a lot of angels and a lot of guides, and in fact you have seven angels around you all the time, and it looks like they're clearing, they're just doing a lot of clearing, and so the more that you're more focused on what you want to do, let me do this chakra thing. Let me grab a piece of chakra. So is it okay if I scan your body really quick?
Sure.
Okay. So your seventh chakra is it's 1,000%. And so
what is
your seventh chakra above your head?
Okay.
It's 1,000% open. All right. And so when it's 1,000% open, and when you're around a lot of people, a lot of times their energy will come into your space. All right.
Okay.
And so if you can and you can always play with this realm, because it looks like it's been open more than 1,000% all of your life, because you've come down with angels, and angels are a high frequency. This is why you've had a lot of insights of the healing world. And so if you can just close that seventh chakra down to like 500%, and do a meditation and go into your sixth chakra. Your sixth chakra is, it's your sixth chakra, clear seeing, it's 2,000% open. Okay? And that's, you have the ability to create what you want to create. Your fifth chakra is 500% open, and that is communicating spirits without bodies. And you've done this a lot since you were little. You have the ability to see auras, to feel other people's pain and so forth. You have ability to scan the person's body and to know exactly on what's going on in that person's body. So what I would do is get a paper and pen and visualize where you want to be, and see yourself working with certain people, seeing how it feels. Because when you do this, you are putting a part of you into that operation. And then when you go and apply for a job, or go in and apply to do more learning, people have already seen you, and they already feel comfortable around your space. So you have a strong ability to project yourself in other areas. Okay. Now it might look it looks like even though you moved,
how it feels to be there.
Right. Right.
Oh.
Yep. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So what I would say to you is, welcome to Earth. That you are a very high energy lady, and that you have so many possibilities, of teaching. Like I said, you have quite a few angels with you, and you can tap into those angels. You can ask, hey, you know, I like to create a job. I like to create teachings, and you have that ability to listen and to create. Did that answer somewhat your question?
Yes, that helps me figure out where to go from here. Most definitely.
Well, good. Well, that was great. Yes, and Lindsay is got definitely some angel energy around her. We met a couple of years ago out here in Redmond, and she moved off and left me, and it's okay. But anyway, special lady, and thank you for calling in, Lindsay, and we'll talk soon, honey. Well, I'm going to go on to her. We've still got about 15 more minutes, and I'm going to bring in another person that's online that's been waiting. This is Sophia, and she's from Georgia. Hi, Sophia.
What's your name?
Hi, Debbie.
Sophia.
Yes.
Oh, Sophia.
Sophia.
I have to have a name. Hi.
Hi.
What would you like
to
ask,
have a question?
Sophia?
There you go.
I would just like a scan and my energy and aurora red.
Okay. Let me see. Well, you have a lot of blue in your space. There's a lot of blue. I'm picking up that there's a lot of blue. It's a deep space, like it has stars and stuff around it. So you have, let's see. So there's a lot of blue, and so for you, this blue is a high intuitive energy, and so have you heard of a starlight children, indigo children? They're from they're not earthbound. They are from I guess they're from like a different planet per se, and they come down and they have they're very intuitive. They have ability to sense a lot of things. So let me see. So you're outside of your body. It's blue. It's a electric blue. And so your chakras, your first chakra starts. So for some reason they want me to start from the crown chakra. So your crown chakra is above your head, and it is 60% open, and it looks like if you were a writer or a music person, you'd be downloading a lot of information. So it's like if you're cooking at someone else's house, cooking a chicken, and you go, oh, I'm in someone's house, and as soon as you ask, well, how am I going to do this, then a lot of information comes to you, and you cook a chicken. Let me get sidetracked here. So what was your question? You wanted to know about your chakras and a rose reading, is that it?
Yes, and for a scan. You're actually doing very well. You are 100% correct.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to do this chakra reading on you, and then if a rose reading comes in, a rose reading is like a past life. A rose tells me on who you are as spirit, but the body stands out really strong, and it has blue around it with a lot of stars around it. And so your seventh chakra is 60% open, and that's ability. And above that, you have 1,000 rings above that. And what these rings do is anytime that when you're in fear, they'll come down like a Star Trek rings. and they're metal, they're big, huge, long metal rings, and they come down, and there are your protection. And what they're doing, it looks like you had a lot more when you were a child. When you were a child, you had the ability of walking through different dimensions and leaving parts, leaving fragments of yourself in these different dimensions, because this is where you came from. And so when you're growing, in the process of growing up, you had learned how to be more solid in a physical body, and not to feel everybody else's woo-woo, you know, per se. And so so you're really here to wake up people, and to have them not to be so judgmental of other people, and to be able to see things through a child's eyes, to be loving, if there's a mud puddle, jump in that mud puddle, or if there's a hill, roll down that hill, and to keep finding that inner joy that so many grown-ups forget that aspect. And you have all of this ability to do. How's that?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
So when I look into your heart chakra, and when I look into that, I don't look at it at a normal where you go online and you see, you know, all the lines, all the circles in front of you. I actually draw a big heart, and it starts from your shoulders down into your third chakra. And when I do this, I see lots of little hearts, tons of little hearts, and they have halos, and they have little feet on them. So any time when you're around, it looks like if you go shopping, you see little babies, little children, and they see you. They can see who you are, and
mm-hmm.
and they smile at you because you're telling them on that telepathic level, don't forget who you are. Keep shining. Keep owning who you are. And by that aspect, it is making a difference. It's making a difference. Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you very much. You described that very well. I often have, especially at work, I often have people say, you're like Tinkerbell. It's like when you're not here, we don't have that sparkle that you
right,
use your little
right.
wand. And
good job. Good job. Well, keep up
well,
the good work.
Thank you for calling in. Yes. And, let's see, Sophia, we got Casey next. But before we talk to her, we're going to have one more reading. I don't think we can get in more than one more before our time's up. But I would like for you to tell us, Deborah, how everyone can reach you. Where is it that you work? I know you work out of a wellness center. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I work at the Well-Being Center. It is in Monroe. The address is 211 West Hill Street, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And they have a website, and it is information at wellbeingcenterforhealth.com. So they have a website for me and all of the other practitioners. And it's like a holistic business. They have chiropractors and acupuncture people, counseling and coaching, massage, Reiki, that's what I do, and intuitive healing.
All right. Well, be sure and check Deborah out, folks. Remember, you can reach her at 425-737-6833. Okay, well, let's bring Sophia in from Georgia.
So,
you just spoke with me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kelsey, New York. I'm just losing. There's all these people on the line tonight. And some of the people, usually they drop off, but when they stay on, I get mixed up a little bit. Hi, Casey.
That's okay.
Do you have a question for Deborah this evening?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, good. I wasn't sure if I actually heard you coming through. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes, I would love a scan. To know where I'm at. I've been on a healing journey forever, seemingly, and I'm very frustrated. I don't know where I'm at or what I need to do next. I've also been battling depression on and off through my life, and I thought I made inroads with that, and lately things have been hitting me again. So maybe it's the energies of what's going on and these things are being released, I hope. But anyway, I probably should shut up and just rely on your wisdom and your insight.
Well, have you ever experienced meditation? Have you ever gone to a meditation class?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And in this meditation class, have they ever taught you how to ground?
Yes.
Okay.
I do know how to do that.
Okay, great. So when I went through the Church of Divine Man in Everett, we were taught on how to create a rose in our sixth chakra. And this is about clear seeing. So when you do your meditation, you ground and gold your room, and you put out that energy 5 miles out, like several blocks out, because any time when you're working with healing yourself or healing other people, it's best to have protection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do a meditation, be in your sixth chakra, that's in the middle of your forehead, and create a rose six to 12 inches out in front of you. And then dissolve that rose, and then create another rose. And when you're doing this, you're actually clearing your space. And it looks like most of your body absorbs a lot of other people's emotions and pain. And so when this happens, you naturally think it's you. But what's going on is that probably like 80% of it is other people.
Wow.
So when you do a meditation, yeah, because in your heart chakra, you are 1,000% open. And so that's feeling other people's emotions and pain, and so then that shuts down your throat chakra of talking, and it closed down your third chakra of owning your power, and it looks like your feet and ankles have sometimes they swell up. And so your whole body's like a sponge, picking up on other people's emotions and feelings. So by doing a meditation, sitting down, grounding, you have feet chakras, and opening up your feet chakra to 100%, having that earth energy come back up through your feet and all the way. It goes up your legs and your thigh and then back down, kind of like a circuit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in your sixth chakra, you create a rose for yourself. And at the end of the day, you ask, who is in my space?
And at first you might see orange blobs or disconfigured people, and you put them in the rows and you dissolve them. And what you say is that, you say, look, I'm going to go to bed now. I want everybody out of my space so I can go to sleep and rest good. And so what you're doing is that on the spiritual realm, you are literally clearing your space of people, places, and things. And then when you create a few more roses and dissolve it, it's kind of like taking a shower. You know, your body might be in aches and pains, and you take a shower, and then as soon as you get out, you're like a new person. So it's clearing that energy on a different level. Does that help?
Yeah, that's fascinating. But
because,
I do have a question. I mean, a lot of things that are bothering me feel specific to me, things that I've, you know, not felt good about myself all my life. And it's, you know, my...
I've heard about
being an empath, but I really didn't think it applied to me because I thought mine was just all absorbed in me.
Right. But I'm trying to say to you is that your body's like a sponge.
Yeah.
And your heart chakra, that's feeling other people's emotions and feelings. And so you're very empathic. And so anytime when you're that empathic, just going outside, just going to the store, people see your light. And then they want to be in your space. And then you take all that stuff home. So your body gets drained. The so-called lower vibrations come in. Just let me get off the world, please, and start all over again. Well, you're picking up on everybody's emotions and feelings.
Oh.
And when you do, when you find a right meditation that you like, then you can create this rose in front of you in your sixth chakra. And this rose, it will show who you are. It might be laying down, it might be bent up, and you just say, I'm gonna straighten you up and bring down golden light. And then you ask, well, what other colors do I need? All right? And so what you're doing is that you're healing your body on that spiritual realm. And so it's no different when you're sleeping, you leave your body and you go into the past and into the future time of waking up people.
That is an extraordinary sleeping.
Wow.
So it's all about taking charge of your body, clearing people out of your space. You can also scan your body, and when your body feels hot or cold, you can visualize the bowl of salt water by you. So if your knees start hurting, you can ask, is this my pain or is this someone else's pain? And you can visualize that bowl of salt water. Rub your hands together, because when you rub your hands together, you're telling your spiritual body that we're going to do some spiritual work. And so when you scan your knees, and you can just, at first you can just scan it and go, you might have some swelling or pain there, and just visualize a bowl of salt water by you. Clear that energy, dump it off, and then, you will feel a difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Something else, I bet I also pick up the emotions of my partner, who I live.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so,
be sure and clean you with salt water. I love what you're sharing with everyone, Deborah. That's That's excellent. I hope that people that are listening in will go back and listen again, you know, to, I guess, the end of the show here, where you're sharing with us about clearing out energies in the body. This is amazing. We are out of time now, but Casey, thank you for calling in. And
okay.
I thank everyone that
much.
Is. And please call Deborah if you want to continue working with her. You can go get in touch with her at 425-737-6833. And I want to say hi, Annie. Do you have anything you want to share this evening before we say good evening?
Hello?
Honey? It was such a good show. Hang on a second. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Pam?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Deborah, what a great show. Just real quick, do you have any scan you pick up on me? Just anything? I've got a lot to
yes.
know.
Yeah, I can hear it through your voice. You do have a lot going on. So let me just immediately I picked up that you have three people in your space, and so let me just do a chakra thing here. So you have three people popped in. And so these
wow.
three people are your guides. And they are very protective of you.
Good.
And so these three guides, they like for you to, give them jobs. So for instance, when you go to bed at nighttime, you can send
yes.
one outside to bubble up the property, to bring in gold and purple light, and to cap the gold will be capping the surroundings, because it looks like the ground per se has a lot of snake beings
yes.
on the ground, and so those snake beings are whoever have lived or be where you're at now in the past. They had drank and did drugs, and so that creates snake beings. And so those beings, so when other people are doing medications, those entities come into other people's spaces, and then so those energies can see if you're having a bad day, if you're having a sad day, and then they feed upon that. Okay. And
okay.
it looks like you have three protecting guides. So these guides need jobs. So you can tell them when you get up in the morning, hey, I need some. I'm going to ground and gold the roads, make the roads safe, not only for myself but for other people. And so when you do this, there will be taller angels coming down, and these angels that are coming down, they are they're not, in the olden days they would be called archangels, but these angels are Jellicent angels. They're earth, they're universal angels. So when they come down into our level, they're very, very tall angels, and it looks like these three guides are connected to those Jellicent angels. They're very, very, they're very powerful. So when you ask for help
when you ask for protection, they are right there.
Okay. That is awesome. Because sometimes I feel all alone in this together, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, you are never
great
alone. You have to ask. Like I say, I see three guides around you. So you have to communicate to them. They like jobs. And when you direct them to different areas of protection, then they too get to grow.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes, that sounds fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, honey.
Deborah, thank you, honey,
thank you
for a great show, and you did fabulous readings for everyone. And I know what you said to Annie was right on because I know her. And, yes, I think that we're going to be talking more about this reading. I hope everyone called you that has been listening in that didn't get on and was get a reading with you. I want to thank you very much and hope to get you back again really soon. And do you have anything you'd like to say in closing this evening?
Well, I just want to thank you so much for having me on, I at first didn't think that I could read people so far away, and so that made it more confident that as soon as anybody thinks of somebody, they're right there in their space. And so I hope that I had answered people's questions, and I hope I enlightened them that to give them the power to be able to create and to clear things out of their system and to be able to own their own power.
Yes. Well, I think you did all of that, and that was great. And I appreciate you, lady. Okay, everyone, be sure and tune in next week. We've got another wonderful guest coming on. He's our numerologist, Charles Rubin. So anyway, folks, thank you. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everyone, but please call back, and we'll be back here next Monday at 6:30 Central Standard Time, 4:30 Pacific Coast Time. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.